My dear brothers and sisters in Christ. One evening, a motorist was traveling, maybe this time, in a town. Under the lights of and street lights, everything was on. And he was riding his motorbike without putting on his headlights on. So by seeing that person, by seeing the bike, since the headlights were not on, the police, the traffic cop, stopped that guy aside and took him aside. And he asked, see, as per the rule, when it gets dark, you should, what should you do? You should have lights on. Why you are not doing that? You are supposed to put on the lights of your bike, motorbike. Then he said, my officer, can't you see the street lights everywhere in the street? I can see the road or the traffic well. Why should I need to put on the headlights of my motorbike? Humble enough, the traffic cop, he bent down and removed the air from the tires of the motorbike, from both the tires. Then he said, my dear man, you can see the, you can feel the breeze or air everywhere. Why should you have air in your tires? You understand? You can feel the breeze everywhere. You can have, you are having everywhere the breeze. Why should you have breeze in your tires? Then he understood. He thought he was clever enough to give answer to the cop, saying, there are lights everywhere, why should I have light to my motorbike? This word exactly sometimes happens in our lives too. I am a Christian, I am a Catholic, I follow Christ, the general terms. Why should I have Jesus in my heart? Jesus is there in the church, in our presence here right now. Why should we have? When God is giving a call, or when Jesus is giving an invitation to every one of us, what we should feel? An invitation is given to every one of us. An invitation to be with God, an invitation to be with Christ, an invitation to be with the Holy Spirit. And as you all know, I hope all of you know Shaquille O'Neal, who played in NBA for the Los Angeles Lakers. He loved coming up with nicknames for himself. When he received his first Most Valuable Player award, Shaquille gave himself a new nickname. He said, from this day on, I want to be known as the Big Apostle. From this day, I want to be known as the Big Apostle, because Aristotle once said that excellence is not a singular act. Aristotle said that the excellence is not an singular act. It is a habit. You are what you repeatedly do. Shaquille was right. And Aristotle was right. Excellence is not one single act. It is found in what we repeatedly do well. And here is where we see the excellence that we see in the lives of the apostles of Jesus Christ. For example, today, in the gospel, we have heard about Andrew, an apostle, and his brother Simon Peter. He repeatedly introduced people to Jesus. He repeatedly brought people into the presence of Jesus. He repeatedly included people in the circle of his love and Christ's love. And this was the greatness of Andrew. And today, the gospel challenges us to bring our friends to Christ. How? The Bible constantly narrates that the instances of God calling people and demanding a response from them. We have the example of Abraham, Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and several other persons who were called by God, and they responded to him by sacrificing everything to obey his invitation. In the New Testament, we have the call of Mary at the Annunciation, the call of Peter and his companions at the lake, the call of Matthew, the tax collector, the call of Paul, and several others. In the Gospel of John, we hear Jesus telling his disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit." God calls us today to participate in his mission and expects us to respond to his call. A call to rebuild our own lives, a call to bear witness to Jesus Christ. Our call to rebuild the broken lives, which means God calls, or God gives, as I said, God calls an invitation to all of us. Then he says, and we have to understand, the will of God does not lead where the grace of God cannot sustain. I repeat, the will of God cannot lead you, or does not lead you, where the grace of God cannot sustain you. Which means, the will of God will lead every one of us to a place where there is the presence of God, where there is the grace of God. That is the meaning of that statement that is spoken. And now, I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I hope to be. I am not what I wish to be, but by the grace of God, I am not what I was. How many of us are willing to say this? I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I hope to be. I am not what I wish to be, but by the grace of God, I am not what I was. Which means, because of the grace of God, that God is filling me, because of the mercy of God, that Lord is leading me, because of that, I am here. I am here to follow Christ, not only because the crowd is following Christ, but merely because I am convinced, because I am convicted of my vocation, because I am convicted of the call that Holy Spirit has prompted me, because of Christ who strengthens me, because of which I am here. And today, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our call is an universal calling. Our call is a complete calling. Our call is a unified calling. Our calling is a heavenly calling. As Christ has called every apostle to be with him, he also strengthens us this evening with the Holy Spirit to be with him in order to continue his mission. Amen. This is the reflection for today's gospel. And I remember previous Saturday I asked you a question. Did I ask you a question? Most of you. When we are buried to ourselves, the answer for those, the question that I put forward, and some of you after the Mass told me some things. I agree, completely agree with those statements. Most of you gave answer. You are very close to the answer. Today also I did a funeral. Immediately as I went to the burial ground, I remembered into my mind today. Why not keeping our head east or west or north or south? What is it and what you have seen? How many of you can agree with me that our burial ground, the tombs, the people who are buried in the burial ground, the heads are placed south and the legs are put north? Is it right? Is it right? The head is put at the south and legs are put at the north side. Is it right? No? Next time you should observe very cleanly, because all of us are going there. When the time comes, all of us are going there. We are keeping our leg, or we are placing our leg at the south, sorry, head at the south and legs at the north. Because when you see the picture or the map of the world, we see east, west, north and south. The head is put south and the legs are put at the north, because When Christ raises us, all of us, on the third day, we get up and walk to the north, because heaven is up above. And therefore, as we get up, we are facing to God, as Jesus says, when the glory of God, the time comes, I am going to see you face to face. I am going to see you face to face, which means I am raised from south and putting towards my face to the north, so that I see you, see the face of Jesus, see the face of angels face to face, which means after my burial, my soul has to go up, not to the down. And therefore, I have to face my head south and legs to the north, so that when I am raised with Christ from heaven, when Jesus calls us, we need to walk towards up. And therefore, everywhere when you see the most of the pictures, heaven is up above. And therefore, we need to go up. When in our houses, most of you have the staircase up, so that we feel that is a safer place. So also, Jesus, and we believe that the heaven is up above, and so that we need to walk up above. And that is the meaning, and that is the answer for the question that I asked previous Saturday. I hope all of you understood. Do you? That's the meaning. Even facing our head face to face to God, Jesus is that. When we are raised, we need to face God. That's what our heads are put south and legs are at north. Thank you.